The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani la'in rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin. Dear sisters and brothers in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are approaching the holy month of Ramadan, and so it is the time to prepare ourselves mentally and spiritually for it. And I would like to share with you a few points of reflection today. The first one is to realize that the month of Ramadan is the month in which our level of consciousness of God should increase. When we talk about consciousness, we are talking about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in the meaning of reciting the tasbih, and the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it means is to have this awareness of Allah's presence in our daily life at all the time. If you look at Surah Jum'ah, Surah number 62, ayat number 10, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of going for the Friday prayers, at the end he says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, that once the salat has ended, then spread around in the earth, seeking the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and remember Allah often so that you may gain salvation. This issue, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ, remember Allah. Even the salat of Jummah has been mentioned as dhikrullah. But here, the dhikr is actually the awareness of Allah's presence in our daily life. Realize the importance of the month of Ramadan. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a sermon welcoming this holy month, he says, O people, indeed the month of Allah has approached you with his blessings and mercy and forgiveness. In the eyes of Allah, it is the best of all months. Its days are the best of all days. And its nights are the best of all nights, and its hours are the best of all hours. It is a month in which you have been invited to be the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have been made in it the people of honor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the host and we are the guest. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to serve us? The Prophet says, your breath is in it tasbih. You know, even when you are breathing, that is considered to be the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your sleep in it is an act of ibadat, and your deeds are accepted and your prayers are answered too. Therefore, the Prophet says, ask your Lord with sincere intentions and pure hearts to help you in the fasting during this month and in reciting his book. For the most unfortunate one is the one who is deprived of Allah's mercy in this great month.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma صلي على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد.
The second point of reflection is to look at your family and your children, and see how you can increase the spirituality in your home environment. more so in the lockdown situation because of the COVID-19 that we are going through now. Is the Quran being recited every day? Have you provided them with the means of studying the Quran and getting in touch with the Holy Scripture? Remember, the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran also. The Quran is now available in all formats, as far as the media are concerned. Print, audios, cassette, CD, iPod, iPad, whatever you name, even on your mobile phone. So the question is your child's electronic gadget, does it have the electronic Quran or not? Especially with the Quran with a translation. Remember what the Prophet said in the sermon that I quoted earlier. He says, whosoever recites a verse of the Quran during this month, he shall have the reward of the person who has completed the recitation of the entire Quran during other months. And so I ask you, have you planned so that your family can sit together and follow the evening program relayed by internet leading to the iftar? You know, they will at least, if you do this as a family, you know, gathering inside the home, you will get a semblance of the routine that we had when we used to go to our centers for the evening program in the month of Ramadan. The third point of reflection is that during the pandemic situation, we cannot contribute to the communal iftar or cannot personally give iftar to others. So look for other means to participate with our center, our organization, and other charitable organizations who do such programs. The Prophet said again in that same sermon, O people, whosoever among you gives iftar to a believer who is fasting during this month, his reward with Allah will be the releasing of his neck from the hellfire and forgiveness of his past sins. So somebody stood up in that sermon and he said, Ya Rasulullah, not all of us have the ability to give iftar. And the Prophet replied, he said, ittaqun nar, fear the fire, even by breaking a debt. Fear the fire, even by drink of a water. The fourth point of reflection is to use the time of this month to increase your knowledge about the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. Maybe select, three of the Masumeen that we have in Islam, the 14 of them, and look for resources online or the books that you might have at home in your library and start at least reading about three of the Masumeen for this year of the month of Ramadan. The Prophet says, whosoever increases the salawat on me during this month, Allah shall reduce his burden of sins on the day when he shall be reducing the burden of other good doers. So remember, the salawat on Muhammad and Ali Muhammad during the month of Ramadan also lightens the burden of sins that we have, especially on the day of Qiyamah. May Almighty Allah give us the tawfiq to fulfill our duties during the holy month of Ramadan. And please adhere to the guidelines given by the regional and the provincial officials about keeping yourselves safe and keeping others also safe during this lockdown situation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.